Nitsa below Sach, Apsha, Dolphin, Materas, Lamikri, Oel, Shishnora, the Navigam, and Kosta, the Sabah, Meginish, Lomo, Messiah, Yushak, the Meginish, Lomo, the Elta Zeta, the Yeshua's grandfather, what the Shimpne Yeshua, what the Sabah, Meginish, Lomo, the friending of Shlomo, Yitzchaki, Rashi, is every kasha, every single kasha, the man Rashi said, there's no way out. Every Rashi, Meginish, Lomo. If you're all the Kateras to Rashi, Rashi said it's just purely mechitza, it's mutter no matter what. I sukkah before shvaker, but the mayor of Mendazne, you're right. Because that's not the mechitza as such. It's the fact that the mechitza is in connection and conjunction. It's every kasha, every single kasha, the Rashi said there's no way out. Every Rashi, Dina Shlom. If you're all the Kateras to Rashi, Rashi said it was just purely mechitza, it's mutter no matter what. I sukkah before shvaker, but the mayor of Mendazne, you're right. Because that's not the mechitza as such. It's the fact that the mechitza is in connection and conjunction with the roof. They make the roof into a meaningful roof. Because the schach without three walls is garnished. When I attach the third wall to the area, now the schach becomes a kosher with sukkah. I'm chayav and isa bone, and not because of the wall as such, but because this wall makes the roof meaningful. That's why I thought the stam walls, even if they can affect the head and the tiltle, the mechitza, and for halachic reasons, according to Rashi Shita, absolutely no problem. Sure. Let's now analyze how this affects us. How does this affect us? So, the best way to analyze this is to look at the Mordechai in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. That's the concern, if you don't mind. But the Mordechai has something interesting to you. Page 144. The Chedesh Ma'aram. Ma'aram slept here. The Ma'aram in Wittenberg. Yeah, room. Hoyabal Svarim. Ubekolayla Hoyahosa Mechitza Asara Tvachim Gova. It's Me'as Svarim. Why? Did I sleep in the room with a Svarim? Well, like today they have the plumbing facilities. Alright. We call Arab Shabbos. I also have a mechitza in both yom. We have korech a mechitza with tzad ma'ala. We menicha al ha-mot. What a mot is? You just read it recently in the book. It's a mot b'shnai. A pole. Mot has a connotation of a pole which goes horizontally, and you put things on a pole. You have a pole, and on the pole you will have something with a piece of cloth wrapped around the top, and it comes down. U'mishaya barochav tefa. U'vulel Shabbos poshto lamata. You can roll it down. U'mishabbos os las mechitza. Kol mechitza shena tzniyos bi'ala. Also, us also the Shabbos. The rabbi carried back to the Erevin. What's an Erevin? Ani dichri d'ave mei rafuna z'li rama balutula v'leli bo avira. In the daytime they needed the shade, at night they needed the air. Also, the kamed ravina ole zil trof budya v'shir betefa ulevoka poshta d'ave mosif alo ala roi v'shaper d'ami. Therefore, whenever the Easter of creating an Oval Aroy, whether it be Rabosai, any roof, all roofs are also Mishum Oval Aroy, or whether it be a Mechitza, which is a Mechitza Materis, same principle, they both also with Rabbanan. In either case, what works? Leave a Tefa. You leave a Tefa at the head thereof, Tosefes Oval Aroy. You add something temporary, and he started off with it before Shabbos with a tefa. That's what the Gemara says, we'll see if it all right. We'll see if it'll all right. Good. This is what the Marami Wittenberg did. Okay. Now who can tell me what he did? We just read it. What exactly did he do? What exactly? These are the convoluted. What was the scheme over here? Who wants to offer him shots? You guys saw the Malachi. What did he do exactly? What did he do? Physically, tell me what he did. Yeah. Excellent. That's the Pashup shot. He had material, right? Whatever he bought. And he had a pole. And he had the cloth wrapped around the pole. It stuck down a tefach. And then he would pull it down. Oh, like a window shade. Okay, not bad. That's not a bad. Like right there, that window shade. Oh, perfect. The one in the back, it stuck down a tefach. Right? So now, he'd roll it down the rest of the way. It's mutter. And that's a push up shot, correct? Did that everyone read? Did everyone learn? No? Who learned differently? Assuming this chat is correct. Tremendous Hiddush. Tremendous Hiddush. We forgot what he said. Tremendous Hiddush. We Allah talks about it. What does that tefa hanging in the middle of the air, it's occupying the space between 9 tefachim above the ground and 10 tefachim above the ground. What halakhic status does that tefa have? Zip, zero, zilch. Nothing. So therefore the question becomes, why do we consider the rolling down from 9 tefachim above the ground to down to ground level a tosefes, an addition on what was there before? Sure, there was a tefa there before physically, but the tefa accomplishes absolutely zero. Nothing. In halachic terminology, a tefa which is so high above the ground is nothing. The chitz have to be start from the ground level up, or was it to be talking about the ground level up? The tefa is nothing. So why is it that the pulling down considered to be a tosefes on all aroi? Nothing. So I had a pshat. My pshat against everybody. I can see that your pshat that you gave is just with the cream of butter. Let me take a my pshat. I have another problem with your pshat. Cream of butter pshat. One word doesn't fit in. One word doesn't fit in. What's the word? Just one word. No. What? I heard it. What was the word? I don't know any words here. Somebody guessed. I heard something right where I was looking for. No one wants to guess? That's right. Rochav. What does Rochav mean, Rabosa? What does Rochav mean? A width. What kind of width? It says the Maram left, right? Rochav Tefa. What Rochav Tefa? That's not a Rochav Tefa. That's a Gova Tefa. So I thought that Kushya and the rest of the Bechavata, that these two kashas are both unanswerable, and they're who have created the Metzius. So I think it's Kashya and Maram. The Maram left a Rochav Tefach. He left, in fact, a width of a Tefach from floor to ceiling. Or 10 Tefachim higher. But, for purely logistical reasons, not the word halach, from the halachic perspective, all that I leave before Shabbos was this Rochav Tefach and pull it across this way, sideways. It's complicated. They didn't have a way to do that in those days. So for logistical reasons, the way he would complete the mechitza was by pulling it down. So from the perspective of 6 days a week, all he needed was that mode to pull it up and down. No problem. But for Shabbos, That's not deficient. You need to be able to hang in a tefach, it's garnished. So what do you have to do with the Shabbos? He's meniach roch of tefach. So you had two things going in the Gemara on the roof. On the one hand, you have the halachic tefach, which you need on the side, a tefach from floor till the ten tefach point. And aside from that, for logistical reasons, he had a moat coming out of the top, which he'd pull up and down. And the tefach, which enabled him to pull that moat up and down, was not a tefach up there along the moat from nine from above ground to ten tefach above ground. That would be nothing. But rather, it's the rochav tefach on the side. That's my shot in the morning. Reading a lot in, but I don't see a way out. Let's read it again together, see my shot fits at all. So what happened? He had a machitza, and Erev Shabbos, he opened the machitza of his old yom. We have korech ha-machitza l'tzadmah l'machitza l'amot. And aside from that, u'mishaya barochav tefach. U'mal Shabbos poshto l'mato. That's my shot. Can anyone just love it up? That's in the words. I can see that I get the prima donna. First to tell you, I'm full disclosure. So the BLL, you know that, my child is wild. I just think it's true. It solves a lot of problems. Comments? Okay, so let's assume that maybe I'm right. Oh, well, we'll see. Maybe. I think I'm definitely right. Maybe I'm right. Let's open up to the Bir Halacha, the Shin Tezvav, Sif, Aleph. Says if you're lucky, Shahoya, the Boga that brought me said Tefach bolet min atzag. Vaina Shabosim amakam viroch bo. Right, you're moving sideways. I will be going to Yosef, hey, we shame on Mordechai. She korech amechitza l'tzad malo. We know it's not a moat. We'll be shy of a rocham tefach, which he understands to mean it's just hanging from the from that pole, which is 9 and 10 tefachim off the ground. But I can't post the Shabbos post to the Sadamata. We've been toast to the Shabbos Hikshah there. The Betevach Lamalo Choshev Adayim Mechitza Klau. Gornish. Then Korah Mechitza Rak Basara. Yeah, nothing. I'm a people of God because of what can I tell you? I can't help it. You're toast to Shabbos, you're right, Mr. Tzavara. Da Korah Bechol Gav, Ni Mutter. Mechitza Vagraz, Elevush Yisrael. They all shrug their shoulders and say, you know, in principle, it tells the Shabbos is correct, but what can we do? The Mordechai said it works. And I say, no, he never said it. It tells the Shabbos is correct. It shouldn't work, and it doesn't work, and no one ever said it didn't work. I mean, the Mordechai didn't say it worked. But these, obviously, these great Gedolei Olam all determined the Mordechai. And I guess it's a simple way. They came out against what I suggested. About Tosefes Oal Aroi works to permit the Mechitza HaMateris. So if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Tosis that we began, Tosis explains when Rabbeinu Tam teaches us that Tosefes, that Mechitza Aroi is prohibited, the Lashon of Tosis is as follows. He says the third wall of the Sukkah was bothering Tosis. Why don't we consider the third wall to be a Tosefes? All right? You have two walls, and they put on a third wall. So must it be a Tosefes in the same direction? have to go from north to south. Why? I have to be two walls, which are going one north south, one east west. So any third wall I make, either side, is going to be considered a continuation. It's going to be considered a Tosefis. Answers Tosis for Mesek Lashono. It's not called a Tosefis. Otemis, Tosefis is more of the same. More of the same, that's what Tosefis means. What kind of more of the same? Till now it was nothing. Two walls in the middle of nowhere, it's Kachatap, garnished. Now you built a third wall, you made it into a sukkah. Whoa! From a halachic perspective, it's Yesh Meayin. That's not called Tosefis. If that is correct, what's my shot in the Mordechai? The Mapshad is as follows. I'll tell you a Kiddush on the true Adina. There's a prohibition here of the soup here in the Sefer and in the Mordechai by the Rabbi Rutenberg of also the Hashtin Bifnei Svor. For us, we don't consider this, we won't have these ketchup, so we have plumbing. But just imagine when they didn't have it, there was a problem. So I'm going to say a Kiddush, which is against the Bir Halach. Already against the people. The Bialocha says that Simon pays Zayin. At the very beginning, the first cousin of Mishnah Brewer, Sid Gimel, he says that there's a shear of Dalat Tvachim. Less than Dalat Tvachim is nothing. We know where it comes from. It comes from Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. These Dalat Tvachim. So they have over there, if you want to make a mechitza for Ashtana purposes, all have to be dalat tvachim. I want to say, Lakidish, it's not that way. It's not that way. No. As a matter of fact, I saw in the same of Tosefta Shabbat that he quotes, he says, Masha should be enough. But you hate Lechi Mishim Mechitza. Lechi Mishim Mechitza, there is no Shir. We're not going to look at this Erev enough. So I'm suggesting along those lines, not that a Masha is enough, but a Tefer is enough. Why a Tefer? Because Tarakula Matsinu, that a Tefer is a significant Shir. So the tefillah is enough. So if a guy is able, forgive me for being a little bit, whatever, a guy can be mashed within a tefillah, good aim, mashed within a tefillah, and there's a tefillah mechitza right there, and therefore wherever the Hashanah goes is locked off the Svarim by this tefillah, mutter. We are locked in these four tefillahs. You can miss there too, you understand. But he said, sports welcome, assuming you're okay, is good. And I'm saying a chiddush gadol, one tefach is enough. And if one tefach is enough, and therefore that one tefach was matir, the ashtana, in the place where the tefach was, now that I extend it, so the big matir more. So it's not yesh miyai. Yesh miyesh. That's what I wanted to suggest a chiddush. Maybe. I saw that the Tosefta Shabbos that we have here in camp is a Biurim at the bottom. I'm not sure who wrote it. He said like this. Interesting part. Kiddush. He says that look what's described in the Mordechai over here. Every Arab Shabbos he made a Mechitza. Korach HaMechitza Litzad Malach U'minich HaLamot Umeshaya Baruch of Tefa. Uvalel Shabbos Poshta Lamata. You get an impression that the Mechitza was already made on Friday. He made the Mechitza, then he rolled it back up, then he rolled it back down again. Back there, why do you have to make it on Friday? Just keep it on top of Friday and roll it down on Friday night. This must be a new God, he said to the Yerushalayim. If you had a Mechitza, did serve as a mechitza at one point in time. Then you roll it up, I'll leave a tefach up, you can roll it back down again. Why? Because of the history. The fact that it once was a mechitza. That's why he, at this chapter. And although he's bothered by the kasha, a tefach up there at nine, 12, 10 above the ground is meaningless. And you're right, it's meaningless, but it has a history of being meaningful. That one tefach was once the top one of 10 different tefachim, which what did exist, and I rolled it up again. But if I would never have rolled it down before Shabbos, then it wouldn't work. Achidish nifla menorah of the biurim on the same until 7 Shabbos. Beautiful. You can look at it yourself. Although, maybe you should look at it either before or after Shabbos. It says Mendel got us from the library. But you can look it up. That's what the biurim says. I thought my child was bad, frankly, but if he said it's shot. You should look at the Levushe Srug. He thought in a shear of an Abba. I'm not sure where that came from. I don't know. So they're different. But they're different understandings of this morning. Rabos. Okay. Is it clear? Is everything clear? If it's not clear, ask me now. Okay. Let's now go back to this idea of Mosifin al Oel Aroid. The Akhtar Tefach, correct? Where did the Tefach come from? The Gemara in Erevin. We saw the Gemara in Erevin quoted by the Mordechai. The Gemara before the Gemara in Erevin. But the Gemara in Erevin goes further than we see over here. The Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Beis of an Aleph, that's quoted here in part by the Mordechai, says more. The Gemara in Erevin, I think the Rif quotes. That's why I put the Rif. Look at the Rif. I don't remember the problem. The Rif. Mem Tess of the Bay, page 98. Boris said, how do you keep the arbo? This man, she is for em tefa. Inami, aim from tefa. The aim being zel is a gimel. This is called lovud. You don't know this cloud. If there's two strings and there's less than three tefachim between them, maybe machatzele supores oleho. My taima mosif al oel aroyu vishapir domi. Fine. Great. Terrific. This is quoted, as I said before, in the Shulchan Aruch, the idea of a tefa, and the idea that if you have lovud, it also works. Let's open up again the Siman Shin Tes Vav. Siv Beis. So first we have to discuss the last five words of the sentence. B'tefach she'amru chutz min ha'kricha. Alright, b'tefach she'amru chutz min ha'kricha. Who says so? It goes to the Ritva, and the Tosfos, and the Rav and Rashi. To be paskin la'alocha. This happens all the time. You have an awning. And the awning, you extend the awning, or the shlach, on Sukkot. That's where everyone comes in. You extend it on Shabbos Yantar. So, you say, I have to have a tefa. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't get that tarp to be less than a tefa. Doesn't matter how tight it's going to be, this tefa is only a fist. So what's the shadow here? The answer is that doesn't count. That wind-up, as wound in as tight as you can, doesn't count. You have to allow a tefa extension beyond the edge of that wound up part. Okay? Within the Purish, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sibbeis, there's a question whether anyone argues. You look at the Beis Yosef, and there's a footnote at the bottom of the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, there's a question, does anybody argue on this or not? It doesn't matter, Allah Allah Ma'aseh, we accept it. That's all. Accept it. Chazanish is an interesting Kiddush quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, Perek Chav Dal. I put the whole parrot in the Narmagam. This is the top part. Because it's a very practical thing. It's happened all the time. And it goes from case by case by case. So in the Aura Chav Dalet, I'm not sure everyone, I forgot, I listed the horrors, I may have missed a few. But in the Aura Chav Dalet, the Chazanish suggests that perhaps the only time the Kricha doesn't count is if you're going to form the remainder of the roof by unwinding it. But you have an awning. You wind it all the way up, and then you're going to wind it out. So that doesn't count. You wound it as close as you could, and there's no hecker. So let's say I have an awning, and I wind all the way up, and then the rest of the roof I'll make with a blanket, not connected to the awning. He suggests, maybe, that should work. Because with respect to the blanket, the awning is like any other tefa. A svara. It's quoted, most posts, I don't think we even heard of this svara, and I don't think I'm not sure if it's accepted. Okay. Now. Next question. When you extend the Ohel HaRoi, gentlemen, does it matter which way you extend it? Does an R HaMachshava, how do you extend it? I have a tefa going, let's say, from here to here, a tefa, so I'll extend it out this way. Can I extend it this way? I have a tefa here, and I have a roll over here, no tefa. Can I extend this way or not? Give my shayla. Mosifin al Ohel HaRoi. I have a tefa like this, and I want to extend out this way. Normal, right? So I decide I want to extend out this way. I have an awning over here. I'm a sukkah. I have a sukkah with an awning. So I have this awning all the way, tip. And I don't want to keep it out of tefach there. It's inconvenient for me. I'll keep a tefach on the other side of the sukkah. Right, I say that in my house, the awning is on the east side of the sukkah. I'll put a tefach on the west side of the sukkah. Leave a special tefach there, and I'll extend it along. What do you say? Oh, so that's what I thought. That according to my child should be a svar lahakim. But I'm not so sure. Because in my case, it's not quite the same. Well, I have a tefach this way, and I'm rolling down this way, not this way. Big difference. Because when I'm rolling down this way, whenever I roll this thing down, it's extended and attached all the way to here. Following me? I have a tefach this way, and I'm rolling down this way. So this part, through this part, is extended to this part. Look at the tape, not going to stand it too well. But I have a tefach going on up from the floor to the ceiling on the left side. Then I'm rolling things down, so the part on the right side is connected at any given moment to its parallel part on the left side through the rolled part that's rolling down itself. So it's not such a good. I also thought it was a riot for a night, but it's not such a good riot. Now look at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is machmir in this shayla. It's machmir in this shayla. When I said before it's an Ara Kav Zayin, it's an Ara Kav Dalet. Those who have Perek Kav Dalet, the Ara Kav Dalet. But I must tell you, his proofs are far from conclusive. Kav Zayin is the Chazanish. Kav Dalet says, Vim Lokein, Harayu Maskel Akshav Lassus Oil. Hey, how can you be matured in retrospect? If I have my sukkah, I have the awning on the east side, and I have a tefach on the west side, and I start going from east to west. The minute I went and I had a tefach, I'm already ready awesome, because who cares going on with the betzor or mara? Now, Dina Hashem Sofa, I'm going to bump to that tefach over there later on. I think the svara is the best proof that is awesome, because its textual proofs are not compelling. What are its proofs? Alright, I'm sure he says it, but that's a recent saver. Who said, Lifros Min Alav. I look up the Chazon Ish. It's not conclusive at all. That's what he's talking about. No deal to Lechumra. The only deal to Lechumra is Misvara. Because from text, it's hard to prove any. I would say the svara should be awesome. Okay. Again, I thought it was mutter based upon my raya from the Mordechai, but then I realized afterwards it's not so. The Shlomo Zalman seems to be a bigger makel than I am. And this child, this is in Ha'ara Mem. Shemati Mirak Rashaz Araba. The Apore Smicha V'chadom. A blanket. Dabashu Kuf Echad. Shapir Mutal Hasim Gam Yatzan HaSheni. Mikemen shakol nasa bevasachas. Aber le mosef ma'at ma'at. Lo mi gubecha, ni tokan de tol la'achmer. Okay. The Mishloim Mazam is a megil. It's a megil. If it's one awning, you'd be mad to it. To be at the chidish, it's a betzer of vayra. So if you have a guf echod, you have to write to assume, the awning is going to last till there, it's going to go. That's what you'd have to be at the chidish. But you have to go to the door said so. You have to see someone said so. I would have said on my own, it's kind of awesome, it's smart. You can go take a soul book. I, the right from the Mordechai, doesn't prove anything because of what we try to depict the early. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I got to tell you a fascinating dispute. Dispute actually what's happened here in this camp, in this room. In this room. Rabosai, a lot of these happen in this room. Go back to the Mordechai. Those who are still there, for those who have to turn there. Back to the Mordechai. Shin Yud Aleph. Something very interesting. The quote is now the last three lines in the first column, page 144. Ani mili b'mechitza she'ein asir l'tzara b'tzniyus. Ava mechitza she'osa b'tzniyus be'alma mutter. In other words, he's going with the retaisa shita. And a mechitza, which is up and down, not a roof, is mutter, unless it's for halachic purpose. What's considered tzniyus be'alma? Ga mechitza she'osin b'shas ad-rosha. When I nosh him, lenoshim. Woo! Mutter la sosa b'shabes. It's the use of the Alma the Ovid. Wait a second. Isn't it a halachic imperative to have this mechitza? The answer is, perhaps there was, but it did not go with the formal rules of mechitza. Mechitzas have rules. We spoke about it before. It has to be less than 3 tefachim off the ground. Shouldn't blow in the wind, according to many poskim. And it has to be 10 tefachim high. And there are rules of the mechitza. The mechitza, which is made between men and women for the drasha, that looks nias b'yam, but doesn't have to conform to these rules. If you had a drasha, and men and women were sitting, and you wanted to separate them, they shouldn't see each other, let's say. So, you make a curtain, and the curtain is coming from a moat, and it stops 4 tefachim off the ground. No one looks 4 tefachim off the ground, there's nothing there. Right? So it stops there. Would it be a kosher mechitza? The answer is yes. Aye, we know in Halach Hilchos Mechitzis has to touch the ground or within 3 tefachim. We're not talking about Mechitzis over here. It's the Tzniyus of the Alma. We know that maybe Halach will be required Tzniyus of the Alma, but it doesn't make a difference. That's Pashtus. So, years ago, there was a question here on Shabbos, in this very room, about the setting of a Mechitzis. The Mechitzis, now the Mechitzis is a certain way. Different people were dominating here, so they had a mechitza went across the whole room in the back. So there were many more women here. And there was a discussion here in this room if the mechitza could be removed on Shabbos, extended on Shabbos. So I thought it was mutter on 2 grounds. One is Tosefes, because the mechitza went halfway across the room, so if there were men in the front, the women in the back behind that mechitza, that's good. Now that I'm extending it to the other side, so it wouldn't consider the back of the side of the room. That's that Yesh Miesh. Number one. Number two, I said, this is not a mechitza. This is a mechitza of the Mordechai, the Tzniyus of the Alma. You mean the mechitza of Shabbos, the mechitza between men and women in Shul, has to conform to the laws of mechitza for Kol HaTorah Kula? And you mean to tell me that some have said, oh, we'll make a mechitza 36 inches high? 10 tefachim, gamarnu. There were some synagogues that are very strict in Hilchos Mechitza. They insist to be a firm Mechitza down to the floor, 3 feet high. That's it, not an inch more. Mechitza, we learned, we know how we can count on 10 tefachim. We know how to count. What about Shalashik Pasha? Lo mi duvsha v'lo mi uksa. We don't want the chumras, we don't want the kulas. The mechitza we have in the shul with the men and women, whatever the reason be, not to see the women, not to talk to the women, the machlokas, be the Sattva Rev and Rav Moshe, we're not going into that right now. Either way, it's not governed by the laws of Hilchos Shabbos mechitza. I have a better idea. A tzuras ha-pesach. Ho ho! Very ridiculous. I'll make it 10 feet high. I have a 10 foot high mechitza. Where is it? You don't see it? It's a wire. Let's get the committed, the Erev committed, the Megawaya. Gevaldik. People happen. So, this is ridiculous. This is the Tznius Mi'alma. I, so why the Maram wrote to give an example of the Drosha, not an example of davening. Look, I don't know what system they had over there. They wanted to go to shul. Very possible they didn't go to shul for that. They came only for the drasha. And for us, in our world, so not always is there a mechitza between men and women by a drasha. Not so cool in many circles. They have a drasha. The men are either sitting with the women namish, or side by side with no mechitza. And in the place where that became the minhag, that's okay. But shul, it's universally accepted practice, there has to be a mechitza between men and women during that. With no exception, among the what we call the shuls that follow the Masorah, no exception. You have balconies, and more, but you have to release the mechitz, and the mechitz has to be more than 3 feet high. How high exactly? Shaila. Should be able to see. Should be able to talk. But if you look at our Moshe's shuvas, it should be less than 5 feet. Others say you want to be able to see. Should be at least 6 feet. A lot of tall women nowadays. It's only tall men. So 6 feet is more appropriate, whatever it may be, but not 3 feet. So I thought I was certainly right. And someone else will thought that he was right. Well, guess what? Came out of safe at some point. Called the Tshuvas, catch us now. B'nei Bonim. B'nei Bonim. Remember, I'm a Henkin. Grandson of the famous Rabbi Henkin, so call this tshuva instead of B'nai Bonim. See, he held, like the other Rav, that mechitza for shul, it has to have the hardest din of mechitzas. He held it the chumra, so he has to lay out to the floor. And if you have if it doesn't go out to the floor with a speech rock, it's no good. I don't care how it can be 20 feet high, if it's a foot off the ground, it's no good. And therefore, he held that on Shabbos, you can't put up shul mechitza. Not like the Sadam of the Maram Ruthman. That's only for a drush, not for Dhamma. So, the Kublani from Iredi, the Rav, the Kohen of the Bracha, that's not so. But he held the way I thought, that drusha, Dhamma is the same yourself, it's a Mechitza Tzvias of the Alma, doesn't have to go to within the foot of the ground. On the other hand, you can make it on Shabbos, even Yesh Miayim. The Kavachol, the case we're discussing there, with Yesh Miayish, to extend the mechitza from one half of the room to another. Again, on the mice and shahoya in this very room. Fine. Hamza Mishnah Brewer, I've also said, Sitkot Yud. Another interesting discussion. Fascinating question. Again, Shin Tesvav, Sitkot Yud. When the Ramah quotes from Arami Wittenberg, I'm not sure how the plumbing was in the Ramah's day, but he threw in an additional example, which maybe was more practical than the Rami Wittenberg. He says, "V'chein vut olas mechitza l'fnei hachama o asina o b'fnei aneros shli yichvos and aneros fine. I will also olas mechitza l'fnei or aner kedei shiyishamish mitoso v'chein l'fnei svarim kedei l'shamish olas as terachov." He threw in the additional example, which can happen. That's why if a person has a normal house and has a bedroom, a couple has a bedroom, there shouldn't be any svarim in the bedroom. The din in Shulchan Aruch, chelik alaf arachayim. But sometimes there are problems. I remember when I was living in Eretz Yisrael. I remember people living in caravanin. And one that would only have to do is like we'd call it a studio. Okay. In the Upper East Side, the studio for $10 billion. Oh boy, studio. You know, all kinds of crazy things going on. And whatever. But the caravan in Darton used to be in Yavne my day, not having that thing in their Gush. Their mom was living in nothing condition, so they had this one room. And there was Tamina Chachari. They had all this sort of in one corner. And everyone had a moat, but the Miami wrote the moat. They had these poles going across the room, and they would come down with a curtain because of the sneeze. But the way the curtain worked then, it was sliding, like we have today, sliding across the side, so it would come off to the side, and it would presumably the extend the way it was necessary, send it this direction. I'm seriously, it really happened. So on Shabbos, I have to make sure I leave it out at least a tefach, and then it could be extended. Fine. That's the body of Shulchan Aruch. So here the moment of the Mishnah Berurah has something interesting. It's in Kotiyot. They are on there. They came and also the Shabbos, they are on there. Oh, Svarim, Vikri Mechitza Mater. Kotiyot the moment of Aruch. The high was after him, also the Mechitza Gavoa Yutzvah. Van Ner Gavoa, with Nibris Mamala. The Makal, the Taliso, the Shabbos, the Makal, the Mimresh Mem. The Shalom didn't like it for other reasons. Nias the reasons. The cave and shine there and the race and can I head there for sale rack me from the edge of the shame of pizza she can go you the cashin I they said I'm there coming to the head of the hacker oh stuff she shred and got me to turn it also ruach oh with all the pitch of kiss I feel this pizza I go out to the ground it should blow in the wind the whole business you love off you shame of pizza love okay also that's also the shabbat the cashin of pizza on the test fine beautiful. Ah, well, in our mechitza mechas es kol aner, ach ein diret, di ein zorach shetia mechitza gevoa zoro dafko, keim and an ner bechusa, if ken ahet the bezel labish of mechitza, and the machmas kisli bi alma, ulchein av shahoysa mechitza gevoa zoro, nami mutu la sosa, zoro chashim in mechitza am ateres, rak the ein rak mishum kisli bi alma, so it happens to be a mechitza, what if be nine tfelkim, why would also be good? It's not the shame mechitza, which is a lot to shenom and avrov. It's not the shame mechitza, which is matter. It's what the mishal, even it happens to be, with all the features of a mechitza tends to talk about. In the Shabbos, well, that's what's Tarach of Ephnei HaSvarim. The mechitza gavoa, Atein HaSvarim, Niri, Mutal HaSoso, Loch HaShmina Lech in mechitza HaMateris, Rakin Kisui B'yamo, Loch Hein Lo Bina Oz Gavken Shia Kosho Lutzad Mato. All right, you need a kiss, but don't kiss, or two kiss to you. Okay, the practice. You need av, shesh, akrona, shem, back between al, tiluka, over sober, the cave, shem, soap, and then a mechitza, hutter, atel, the shamish, last to rocham, kashiv, and mechitza, and a teres, was la sosa, they don't like the lumbus. What is akrona, Eli Araba, and Kevin Moshe, and the Mama Mordechai, have the Rosh of Tavis, right? Nevertheless, in Kalmakom, near the Bishas of Tchak, Yesh Lismo Alvar. Ah, Kalpanim, Luchulabam, Mutala, Asa, Svar, the Kisu, the Yavam, Klebetal, Klea, I'm sure. Someone's in a hotel, and he has his palace and film, a Svar, there's nowhere to put him, and there's nothing, no closet, no nothing. You take, I don't know, two big blankets and towels and wrap it up. That's certainly Mutala. Certainly Mutala. Fine. This is what it says. Now, why is the Mishnah Berurah so sanguine to be matter based upon the Bavad Avraham and so many people arguing on it? She explains to you our Sharatini Gimel. The Luyahi, the Das of Mordechai Shadir Abob, who less of the Kolgavni, Halo Das or Rambab, or Kama Rishonim Shadir Bavad Avraham, who the Hatib is there. B'tamam, after the Svirlu, Kishitas Rashi, Da'afila Mechitza Materes Mutter. Avos El Docha, Kirisi Kamarishon Shadokla Shitoso. The Yosef Tov Loma, the Svirlu, the Lachosha, and the Zeb Mechitza Materes, Kevin Shayoko Lichpos Kli Ala Ner, Bechein in Svarim, Hala Yoko Lachasoso. They like the Mamad Avrons, loved us. And he quotes the Taz that was Yotiv, Lokoshet Mechitza Materes Hov and Medina Yochul Achavos. That's even a bigger Kiddush. So therefore, it belongs on the Shemus. Including it is the Rabba. It's the Rabba. The Rabba. Rabbosai, I am going to tell you of Shat Rabba, which is Kirchhov Mizrach Mimaira from this Shat. We had to talk about two fundamental Shemus in Rishonim about Mechitza. Quote the Rashi, it's always Mutter. By the time it's usually mutter except for mechitza materes. I will attempt to prove to you next week that according to the Rambam, it's always us. Mechitza is always us. Mechitza, I repeat, is always us. The same as oil. No distinction between going up, down, or going across. The same exact thing. If you think about it, after all this long Tosfos is said and done, where is there a Raya in Shas and Mechitzas Mutter? Only one Raya, at least so far, I found one Raya in Shas and it's Mutter. Erev and Tzadi Dalet. It's the only Raya. It's the only Raya that Tosfos brought that a Mechitzas is different than an Oa. That's the Raya. Rashi brought and Tosfos brought the same Raya. Lan Nius Daiti. That Raya can be Nitzchev fairly easily by the Rambam. The Rambam will say, as the case I gave you before, the Rambam will suggest, it's a Chiddush, but that's the Rambam will perhaps suggest, that maybe, this should be considered to be in the category of Tosefes Oel Aroi. How so? Let's assume you have two Chatzeres, okay? And there's a 50-foot fence between them. And it falls down 20 feet in the middle. The middle 20 feet fall down. That's a pyramid of yod, there are all kinds of complications in this. But if there's 15 feet left on either side, right, 15 here, 15 here, 20 in the middle, fell down. Right, do I have the math right so far? So that 15 feet, certainly in some cases, could be matir carrying along those 15 feet in some cases. Again, it's a little complicated. The remaining wall can have a halachic impact on the Doraisa level for sure, and even in some cases even on the Rabbana level. So therefore, the extra part that you added may have established until Tosefes Oel Aroi. That's why it's worth it. But if not for that, the Rabbana's position, I think, is there. Doesn't make sense. Go on to the Rabbana. Every mechitzah is going to be awesome. Materas and not Materas. So I was wondering, how can the Bokar Ram put a Rambam that's not there? It can't be. I looked it up. It's in Karakdala, the Chadala, the Chus Yod. It's not in the Chushab, it's in the Chus Yod. Basically, more beta than from Beza and Alpha. Again, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, Perek Dal Olach Adal, it's going to be talking about Machshiri, Ochol Nefesh, like and Shah and also Guf, like Ochol Nefesh, a whole Arichus Dvar of them. It seems to me Mukra, that if the
Shabbos. I opened it. But that way, I want to take the chance, the cocky chance, because not everyone agrees to that. We don't disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah is making, or Chazanish is making. So the question is the interesting question. If I have such a baby carriage, and Friday night, the baby carriage is just in its place, nothing's extended at all. Come Shabbos morning, I'm Pesach Mishnah Berurah, I extend the roof. Can I then extend beyond the roof a blanket to cover the rest of the carriage? A little bit reminiscent of this question. The Mishnah will discuss that and other things next week.